Every leader has problems. Increasing your leadership intensity won't fix them in a healthy way. You need an increase of clarity. From starting businesses, leading multiple nonprofit organizations, both large and small, and a full family life, Dr. Chris McAllister learned how to shift his thinking to thrive. He will help you order your internal world so you can lead your external world. Welcome to the Site Shift Lead Podcast with Chris McAllister.
Episode 12. Here we are. And this episode is a capstone because what we've been doing through this process so far is working through the sequence of our three-month coaching program, and each episode has been dedicated to a piece of that, and I've tried to make them stand alone, but you'll get the most out of it by going back to number one, reframe everything. As we move forward, the podcast will be more standalone episodes, so that's just a little context for you. We can always connect more at chrismcallister.com, M-C-A-L-I-S-T-E-R, one of each letter.com. And there's some social media links, stuff there. And I've got a downloadable leadership guide for you there. Meaty content on what it means for you to lead fully engaged and how to really create a culture around you, leading the team or the organization that you're a part of to be fully engaged. And so put a lot into that. It's available for free. Love to get that in your hands. But what I want to do right now is, as we put this capstone on this, give you a way of staying at the edge of your growth. See, here's the thing. You've already done more than most people will ever do at thinking about their fear and their pain and getting aware and leaning in and surfacing things and paying attention and getting to a place of brilliant leadership. Most people are becoming a worse version of themselves every day. They're becoming a worse leader. You get to choose. You become a better or worse version of yourself every day. A better or worse leader. And I don't want you to lose the momentum that you have. I want to keep you at the razor's edge because you've just begun a lifetime of exploration. Future experiences and moments of awareness are going to open up more opportunities to learn who you are, how to pursue mission with brilliance, and enjoy amazing relationships. That's in front of you. But so could be forgetting. It's easy to get lost in the rhythm of crazy. Life moves at the speed of blur, and we start mindlessly, you know, forgetting what it means to reframe everything. And so I want to teach you how to stay sharp at the razor's edge. Before I do that, though, I want to make sure that we just get an overview for the feel of Site Shift. My mind's going back into the sixth grade when I'm on the playground and I'm about to take my turn at the tetherball. If you remember tetherball, it's like a volleyball attached to a string, attached to a pole. You hit the ball, try to wrap it around the pole. I'm about to take my turn. Somebody steps in front of me. I protest that. And it was the classic story of the bully pushes me down. No kidding. He had the posture, the body type of a bully, and his name was Lammoth. So bullied in the sixth grade. And how do I respond in that moment? I get pushed down. I withdraw. I'm not doing anything. But I start to calculate a plan. And I start taking part of my lunch money and paying the two biggest guys in our class. And I'm going to pay them to be my bodyguards. Even though Lammoth is kind of the bully, these two guys were actually a little bigger. I can remember being in the sixth grade and paying them and asking them to beat up somebody else for me. So this power goes to my head. I start making fake cigarettes, a cigarette box, and I'd go out to the fence by our playground, and I'd knock the cigarettes out, and I'd start puffing away. The whole thing got busted open when parents were driving by seeing a kid smoke at a school playground by a fence, calling in saying, hey, there's a kid out there smoking. My teacher figures out it's me, and the whole thing is exposed. Seventh grade, I changed schools, going to PE, seventh period, and we're playing a game of football. Guess who else changed schools, and guess who else is in my PE class? Freaking Lammoth. And we're playing football, and I get pushed down, and I break my wrist. The moral of the story is you can't escape your bullies, so give up now. No. When I look at that story, when I think about what it's about, I get bullied and I bully back. What is making most leaders terrible leaders is they're insecure, and so they're bullying back. They don't really understand how to empower, and I want to help you understand that, and I want to keep you at the edge of your abilities growing. And so what I want to do is give you a fast overview of everything we've talked about Sightshift. And I'm going to organize it as three truths. And here they are. Truth one, shame lies to you about who you are. Fear makes you feel the lie. So shame lies to you about who you are by making you feel a lie that you're afraid that, and it's these fears that we walk through in episode two and the decision-making episode, that you're not worthy unless you perform, you don't belong, you're not going to feel safe. I mean, just over and over we've gone through these. So shame lies to you about who you are. Fear makes you feel the lie. Truth two, shame blocks the beauty of your identity, because it is a beautiful thing, who you are. It blocks the engagement of your mission and the building of your community. Shame blocks your identity, the engagement of your mission, and the building of your community. So what do we do? Truth three, shame's power is diminished in the small moments when we lean into the fear. I mean, if that's it, if you don't get anything else, lean into that fear, pay attention to it, because the power is diminished as you go into the dark cave, if you will, to do this deep work. Now, if you want to think about it this way, I've got a visual that I want you to picture in your head. At the top of the page, it says reframe everything. What does it mean to reframe everything? It means to process your life according to identity, mission, community. First gear, first identity. Second gear, mission. Third gear, community. So go back and listen to episode one where I blow this up really big. If you're going to stay in a place at the edge of your abilities, growing in your leadership, alive, at the razor's edge, not seized up with fear, not making someone else responsible for your identity, you're going to constantly reframe everything, cooperate with this process of downshifting into first gear and understanding that's what the quest of life is all about, which unblocks your ability to enter into processing the sight shift paradigm. So if you picture the top of the page, it says reframe everything. And then under that, we're going to have four spaces that form a circle or a cycle. And the top space, if you think about it as cardinal directions, it's the north one, it's aware. So I'm focused a ton on getting you aware of the fear. How do you reframe everything? How do you process your life, identity, mission, community? It's reaching north to get aware. And the next cardinal direction, and we've spent a ton of time talking about getting aware, the fear, the shame. The next cardinal direction, you're reaching east. And as you reach east, what are you doing here? You're leaning into the fear. So you're not just getting aware of it, you're leaning into it. And I told you about the canoeing story where I had to lean into the rock so that the boat wouldn't tip. As you lean into it, and as you pay attention to these micro moments that are happening when you're interacting with others, you're going to come around and you're going to reach south. It's the next cardinal direction, the next space, the blank, if you will. And that's where you flip the lie. So you get aware of the fear of the lie. You lean into it and then you flip it. What do I mean? This is what I talked about where until you can do this in the moment, you're learning to excuse yourself from a situation so that you can go and enter into that space that you've built in your mind's eye, so that you can trigger yourself with that connection you've built a bridge to with that physical activity, and you flip the lie. Right now, I feel threatened, and I feel afraid, and all of that is a false threat to my identity because nobody defines who I am, no mission defines who I am, and so I'm going to flip the lie and understand wherever I feel afraid, I can flip it to know the opposite, to know abundance in the scarcity. And as I reach south, I flip the lie. I'm then able to reach west, and I have flow. I rest because I'm secure. Because I'm secure and I have flow, I can move in and out of mission as I need to and different roles, making different calls. I haven't talked to you a ton about moving in and out of different roles, and so I want to do that now. When you have flow, you're not defined by the roles that you fulfill. So I have different roles, and I can move in and out of those as I need to because I have flow. So this answers what I'm doing in mission and community. I can be in different modes of operation. Maybe I need to be in task mode. Maybe I need to be really focused and hammered down. Maybe I need to be playful. I welcome all the parts of who I am to the table and in a state of flow. But that state doesn't stay static, because life is dynamic and things threaten it. What do you do? Well, again, if all of this is under the idea of reframing everything, I'm going to go back to being aware. And I'm going to reach north again. I'm going to get aware. And as I get aware, I'm going to reach east and lean in, reach south, flip the lie, reach west, and I'm going to flow. This cycle over and over, I'm living it out. In a daily way, sight shift helps me. I don't need what I have in the mission of sight shift to feel whole. I've said this, I think, in some different formats before, but, you know, I love trail running and being out in the woods. I would be happy having a job with, like, the Forest Park Service and doing trail maintenance, if you could make a good living doing that. Here's the thing. When I'm out in the woods and I take a walk and I'm filled with joy and gratitude, I can't help but want to be here and to teach sight shift. So as I'm secure in who I am, it overflows to a clear mission, and I build healthy community. It's reframing everything. And I use aware, lean in, flip the lie, flow as something that guides me daily. In different circumstances and arenas, I might have multiple moments within a day where I'm downshifting to accelerate and process my life through the identity filter. It's just huge for me. And all the strategies I've taught you up to this point are intentional, so you can learn to position yourself to live and love from a secure identity. But here's the thing. You don't know it all, and I don't either. And I still use sight shift, and I still fall into fear, and I still struggle. But here's the one secret that keeps me at the razor's edge of living this out. I just keep teaching what I know. Look, you'll stay sharpest, not only by living this out, but by talking about it. That's why with Enjoying Safe Relationships, I wanted you to call yourself out once. It just makes all of this as a way that your brain organizes around it deeper. And so last week it was about that safe, or last episode is about that safe friend. And maybe it's that person. Maybe you're going to start with them and you're just going to tell them something you learned about identity, mission, community. Maybe it's an unplanned conversation at work. But the more that you talk about it, the more it'll permeate your thinking. So here's my challenge for you. Share the identity, mission, community paradigm with one person. Put it in your words. Do it however you want, but do it. You're doing them a favor. You're beginning to teach them how to order their internal world. And that generosity is going to come back to you in some way. But in some arena, with some intentionality, share what you know. Teach what you know. And what you'll find over time is, as you do this more and more, you become an empowering leader. Now, what I could do right now, and I've got the notes in front of me to do it, is to go into a long conversation on empowering leaders. But I'm feeling a breaking point right here, and I'm going to do that in another episode. And I'm going to close this down by saying, think about how identity, mission, community, reframing everything has helped you. And what does it mean for you to aware, get aware, lean in, flip the line, flow? And how can you teach that to somebody else? So take the time that you thought you'd be listening to this podcast. Maybe record somebody an audio recording on your phone and send it to them. Maybe call them. Do whatever you've got to do. Teach somebody. And do not stop living this out. A lifetime of exploration has just begun. We'll hang out next episode. Peace.
This has been The Sight Shift, lead podcast with Chris McAllister. Thank you for listening.